Is you rolling? Is you rolling?
We is. We live. Rational Ignorance Podcast.
We live.
We back.
Never fix this mic before we start.
We back with it. Yeah, you know that. That's my thing. You know what I'm saying? They know that's my thing. I do every time.
Yeah, know that, nigga.
He said that's just my thing.
I don't know. Something I do every time. Got to fix the mic. They already know what to expect when I get on the mic. Pause.
Yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, man. Another episode of the Rational Ignorance Podcast. We back. You know what I'm saying? We got K-Dub in the building.
I'm here, bro.
That's K-Dub right there. You see him?
Yeah. We're repping that Los Angeles on his shirt. I see why.
Oh, man. Hey, come on,
I
man.
I see why.
It's just
you know what time it is?
I ain't going to lie. I just ain't have no options in the closet, bro.
You know what I'm saying? We got Boss Player.
Yeah.
Thought we forgot about that one, huh? We didn't forget. We know that name, Boss Player E. He in the building. You know what I'm saying? Shades on, hat backwards.
Yeah.
Hoodie on. Ready to talk his shit.
Got to stay warm.
Yeah, we finna get to it. We finna get to it.
It's a cold game.
You already know. I'm in the building.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? I brought my beige stuff to match with the gang.
Yeah, we all.
You know, we blend in with everything, nigga. The couch, the, I don't
know. Yeah, you know.
Aesthetics.
Yeah, facts.
But you already know what side we on. We on the West Coast.
Facts. I mean, yeah.
So, yeah,
but
we had to come with team incorporation. I don't even know what's the word. Team, what's the word? What they call that? Team pride?
Nigga, we ain't.
I don't know about no pride.
West Coast pride. That's why we matching. How y'all doing, though?
Cool, bro. Ready for this week to, you know, get going after this long ass.
What a fucking weekend and week, right?
Right.
How was your weekend, E?
Great, bro.
Great.
Yeah, man. Can't ask for more. Life is great.
We ain't got Latasha with us. She had too much fun on Cinco de Mayo. Taking like ass it. In the lotto.
Cinco de Mayo.
But yeah, man, we miss her again. You know, we gotta make sure we tell her that. You know, ain't no women.
I'm fucking sensitive.
Miss you. Just so you know. But yeah, man. Let's get to it, man. Let's get straight to it.
Let's do it.
Let's get straight to it. They don't never ask me how my weekend was.
Hey, how was your weekend, bro?
That crazy,
bro. I did. I was getting ready to.
I thought you was about to go into it, nigga, when you was, you know what I mean?
Nah, I ain't gonna say nothing if y'all don't ask me.
How about you tell us?
Oh, now y'all wanna know? I ain't do shit. I was chilling, bro. I was just chilling.
I'm done extending my hand, Ant.
I just been chilling,
this
bro.
This is 2 weekends in a row. I've been trying to kick it with Ant.
E.
Oh, for real?
Right, bro.
It was a night last, bro.
What?
You know how it is when you got kids.
Nigga, kids, I got kids.
That's what I'm saying. So you know.
So let's link.
But you got kids little kids though. I got a 5-year-old. And you know she be having her moments.
Bro, ain't nobody worried about no kids, bro.
But when the kids being just being rambunctious, like bro, I don't even want to go nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
I was coming to your doorstep, bro. It's good. Don't worry about me.
The house was a mess. I'm gonna keep it 100.
It be like this.
That was the reason.
Yeah, nah, the dead ass. The house was a mess, bro. Tajay was asleep at that time, so.
Well, Xavier be tearing the house down, bro.
Xavier was going to come to the house, tear it up more.
Yeah. We're going to leave right after that, bro. Go back to a clean house.
But yeah, man, let's get straight into it, man. What a fucking week for hip-hop. What a weekend.
Hell yeah.
Y'all think, this was some historical shit, right?
Yeah. We're gonna get into it though. We're gonna get into it, man. Let's you already know what the slap of the week is. Psst. I see dead people.
Hey, Mustard Hunter beat ho, Debo, any rap nigga, he a freak though. Man damn, call her Amber Lambs, tell him breathe, bro. Nell a nigga to the cross, he walk around like Tizo. What's up with these jabroni ass niggas trying to see Compton? The industry can hate me, fuck them all and they mama. How many ops you really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna pass on this body, I'm John Stockton.
Did y'all get that lunch?
Get your ass and hide the Bible if God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show niggas. Certified boogie man, I'm the one that up to score with him. Walk him down whole time, I know he got some hoe on him. Pull on him, extort shit, bully the floor on him. Say Drake, I hear you like I'm young.
I like that line. Go I ain't like this far that much.
To any bitch that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one that get your hand-me-downs. And party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baka got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boy, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 wop.
Now fuck him up.
Wop, wop, wop. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a bitch? Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord, and it's probably A minor.
Stop playing with that.
That was fun.
They not like us. 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 You think the Bay gon' let you disrespect Pop, nigga? I think that Oakland show gon' be your last stop, nigga. They cold foul. I don't know why you still pretending. What is the hour?
What do you mean by that right there?
Bitches go. The audience not dumb. Shape the stories that. How you want. Hey, Drake, they're not slow. Rabbit hole is still deep. I can go further, I promise. Ain't there something? Be rest. That's for
bitches. He's still going crazy right here.
Ain't no law, boy. You ball boy. Fetch Gatorade or something. Since 2009, I had this bitch jumping. You niggas will get a wedgie. Be flipped over your boxes. Or over your four. The other vaginal option. Pussy. Nigga better straighten they posture. Got famous all up in content. Might write this with a doctor. Tell a pop star quit hiding. Fuck a caption, won't action. No accident, I'm hands on. He fuck around, get polished. Fucked on Wayne girl while he was in jail. That's conniving. Then get his face tatted like a bitch apologizing. I'm glad D Rose came home, y'all didn't deserve him neither. From Alondra down to Central, nigga better not speak on Serena. And your homeboy needs subpoena. That predator moving flocks. That name gotta be registered and placed on neighborhood watch. I lean on you niggas like another line of walk. Yeah, it's all eyes on me and I'ma send it up the box. Ay, put the roll label on me, I'ma get them dropped. Ay, sweet chin music and I won't pass the ox.
That was tough too.
How many stocks do I really have in stock? Ay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus 5. Ay, devil is a lie. He is 69 God. Ay,
freaky ass niggas need to stay ass inside.
Roll his ass up like a fresh pack of Zion. Ay, city is back up. It's a must. We outside.
Ay, why he go stupid like that? He went crazy.
Gotta play the whole thing.
What?
They not like us.
They not like us.
What?
They not like us.
Hey.
They not like us. They not like us.
Why?
They not like us.
Okay.
Homie still double down, call
this
it
is the coldest part to me.
Atlanta was the mecca, building railroads and trains. Bear with me for a second, let me put y'all on game. The settlers was using town folk to make them richer. Fast forward 2024, you got the same agenda. You run to Atlanta when you need a check balance. Let me break it down for you, this the real nigga challenge. You caught Future when you didn't see the club. Hey, what? Lil baby help you get your lingo up. Hey, what? 21, get your first street cred. Thug makes you feel like you a slime in your head. Hey, what? Cravo said you can be from Northside.
Northside?
2 Chainz say you good, but he lied. You
lied
to Atlanta when you need a few dollars. No, you're not a colleague, you a fucking colonizer. The family matter and the truth of the matter. Here was God's plan to show y'all the liar.
What he say?
He a fan, he a fan, he a fan.
He a what?
He a fan, he a fan, he a freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life. Say O-V-Ho.
O-V-Ho.
Say O-V-Ho.
O-V-Ho.
Then step this way. Step that way. Then step this way. Step that way. Are you my friend? Are we locked in?
Went crazy.
Oh man, that was funny, bro. He had to get the people what they wanted. He had to get the people what they wanted. Well, yeah, man.
We ain't going on. Nobody want to hear Family Matters?
Family Matters? Hey, we're going to break it down. Family Matters was hard, too. Family Matters was hard, too. I feel like that's the second best song that came out of this, personally. But we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it, man. Ah, what a week for hip-hop, though.
Crazy week.
Play that motherfucker again, like, we was outside.
That shit slap, bro.
Nah, he do, he do.
That shit crazy. Like, Kendrick really gave the people what they didn't think he could do, I guess. I don't know. Where y'all want to start at? Y'all want to start? Do y'all want to start
fan,
all the way back
fan,
in?
He a fan, he a fan. Bro, what?
Y'all want to start all the way back in Control? How far y'all want to break this shit down?
Nah, not.
I mean, obviously, I'm not saying, like, completely, but I'm saying, like, to where this shit started at.
Nah, I wouldn't say, not Control. Start with the,
I mean, that's where this shit started, but obviously it kicked back up with the Like That verse.
Right. And like basically,
or if that, some people argue First Person Shooter.
Yeah, because I didn't expect this shit, again, I didn't expect this shit to go that way. You feel me? Like, even based on First Person Shooter, like, Them niggas ain't really, you know, it ain't like they really took shots at Kendrick.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was just cold saying, nigga, I feel like, you know, he said, we're the big three, but I'm the, you know.
Supposedly, he was supposed to be on that song, right?
Yeah, that's what
And he denied the offer.
There's a lot of, they saying a lot of shit, though. It's like, but, we don't even know what to believe at this
point. I know, that's the thing. But, I mean, again, because Kendrick did say, he mentioned that. But he didn't say what song.
Yeah, he didn't say
But he just song. Say, like, you know, maybe the fish. But I wonder why, though.
Why he wouldn't want to be on the song?
Nah, like, if that was it. Let's say that's the song.
That you talking about?
Yeah.
So you don't know why he wouldn't want to be
I'm
on
like,
the song?
I'm like, wow, yeah, why? Yeah, like, I don't know. Why Kendrick don't really fuck with Drake like that, bro?
I mean, maybe he do believe this shit he's saying.
Okay, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe he do believe that shit. Maybe he just don't fuck with the way Drake move and the shit he doing. It's very possible, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I could see that. That would be the only reason I could see a nigga being like, nah, I can't.
From a fan standpoint, we missed out on that, too, though.
Facts. That's what I'm saying.
That would have been big.
You would have.
Oh, yeah, having them three on one song? Yeah, facts.
On that song, if that was the one, too.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
Okay, so, all right, man, I'm just late, bro. It's going to be a long, it's going to be a pod full of
bro,
rap beef breakdown. I'm going to let y'all know, bro.
Yeah, we cooking, bro. This shit took over. I ain't see, other than basketball, bro, it was this on the timeline.
Yeah, I don't know what else happened, bro. They said, oh, the Minnesota and Denver plan, just don't interrupt that because Ant killing.
Going crazy.
You know, my namesake, Ant, you know what I'm saying? Killing out here. That's a little Ant. I'm still the biggest. But,
anywho.
But, I mean, other than that, it's like, it's so, this.
So, we could start off before we even, like, rank the songs and shit. Y'all think there was a winner and loser between them two?
I definitely think there's a winner and loser.
Okay.
There's a side that's winning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and we're going to talk about it, I think, because I think this shit could, I don't know, bro. Like, we're going to have to talk about a path to how this shit moves forward.
Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, this shit could be bad for one person, but we're going to talk about it. All right, so this shit started with Like That. Obviously, that shit lit up the internet. It was number one for 3 weeks.
And, yeah, are we counting that as that? We counting that when we come to this? Like, we counting Like That?
So, I think, so from what I seen, people was counting Like That versus First Person Shooter.
Oh, okay.
When they comparing. Yeah. Which is kind of unfair because Drake didn't really throw any shots at Kendrick from what I heard.
Right.
So.
Even Cole, bro, you can. I can't.
So, do y'all not want to include Like That at all? Or that's, no, y'all just want to say that's the shit that started. No. That just kicked it off.
That got to be included, though.
But what you going to compare it to? Push-ups? That's not fair because that's a verse versus song.
Yeah, but nigga, this shit. I mean?
Because, I mean, okay. All right, so started with Like That, then Drake drops Push-ups.
Yeah.
Obviously, we record on fucking a Monday last week for the first time ever.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah. Them
and Kendrick drops on Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
What
he drop?
Euphoria. Oh,
Euphoria. He dropped Euphoria.
But, I mean, obviously, if y'all listen to the pod, y'all know we did talk about that. We added it on at the end of the other pod. But E and Latasha wasn't here to give that opinion. But so what'd you think of Euphoria, by the way?
It's good. It was great.
Great, okay.
I enjoyed it.
Facts.
Broke down a lot.
Okay, so then after Euphoria, then it was a few days. They said Drake is on the clock, blah, blah, blah. So they were saying Kendrick was on day 17?
Yeah.
But they were saying that Push-Ups dropped on April 19th.
Bro, I don't know what. It took a long...
That's
took,
axe math. You feel
it,
me?
It did, I mean, because, or maybe, what's he talking about from the time when...
I mean, he did take Kendrick like 2 weeks or so, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like,
nigga made an album.
Bro, damn near.
Little EP. But, yeah.
Shit would have went number... Fucked around and went number one if he packaged that shit together.
All right.
So, yeah, Euphoria dropped in. He dropped another one, 616. Where they said he was, you know, some more fucking hidden shit in there. Oh, it's Tupac's birthday. It's Canadian Father's Day. It's, what else did they say?
I don't know. I never really paid
attention. Yeah, I ain't going to lie. All that shit, bro. That shit. I mean, it's cool sometimes. But it's like, all right, nigga. Let's get to the songs, bro.
Right.
What the song sound like, nigga.
All right. See, I want to get this straight to a breakdown. Or y'all want to say, just give y'all opinions who's doing it?
Nah, we could we could just talk about the whole shit, like, so, okay, me, this battle, I didn't live anyway. I didn't live feeling any different than I did going into it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, to me, nigga, Drake was able to show, like, nigga could make great songs still. Mm-hmm. Kendrick was able to show his range.
But how do you feel about the exposure of more people writing his music in that aspect, as far as, like, saying, like, he can make great music?
What you mean exposure?
Because it came out that, what, someone from L.A. actually wrote a lot of Drake's song, right? Daylight?
But he said that a long time ago. He's talking about back-to-back, that he wrote back-to-back or something?
He wrote a couple of them, right?
Is that true?
And then Yachty also wrote some too, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, of course, because Yachty shit did.
That was Jumbotron
popping. Yeah. Jumbotron popping. But you see, them don't be this, like, I mean, it's clear that Drake got writers, right?
And it's clear that he can actually write himself.
Because again, in this, I'm not even going over, like, overall. I'm going towards the songs he made during this battle.
Okay.
Because I doubt, like, damn, if niggas is writing notes for him, then fuck it. Like, damn, all right, that ain't cool. But if he writing his songs, and it's like, this nigga could write, bro. Like, bro know how to make songs that are just, I don't know, how will I say, like, easy digestible, I guess.
Yeah, because that's the thing, even Family Matters, I think, was,
bruh,
obviously until the last song Kendrick dropped, Not Like Us. It was the most easily digestible song.
Right, and the thing about that, though, it's like, it ain't, because I feel like, Family Matters, to me, is not like a club song, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the difference.
It's like, but Kendrick made like a, that nigga made.
Well, if it wasn't so long and he cut some of the shit down, it could be, though.
Because I ain't gonna lie, I hate the first
top
part of it.
What'd he say? Top of 50 I hate bag that. And an eye for the spot.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, that's the part I ain't like, though. I like when he was like, all right, fuck it, let me stop playing around. Then he started going at, bro, he was on niggas' line, bro.
Hey, so what's the best? Okay, let's just get to it. What's the best song to come out of this shit? The best song that y'all gonna listen to? That y'all
like us? Us?
Yeah, it'll probably be Like Us.
Okay, and then what's after that? Let's rank the songs.
Are we counting that first one?
Like That?
Yeah. Okay. If we not,
nah, don't include that.
So it'll be Like Us.
Then not Like Us.
Not Like Us, yeah. It'd be Not Like
Us. I'm going Euphoria for me, too. That's the one I spun back.
That's your number one or Not Like Us? Two. Number two, okay.
That's what I spun back. Like, I listened to Family Matters, like, once or twice, and I was like, okay.
Okay,
but so, I do like that song.
So you got Not Like Us, Euphoria, number one and two, what you got?
I got Not Like Us, then I got Family Matters.
I'm on the same boat. What y'all got? So then, y'all want to keep going?
Yeah, I got Euphoria after that.
What you got after?
Not Family like Matters.
Okay.
I'm just one off.
Okay, so comparatively, right? When you got...
Then I ain't, after I got Drake last shit, though.
The Heart?
Yeah, nah. Bro. Not so much for the, like... I don't know, bro. Not so much, like... Because, bro, them other songs, bro...
You think that's better than Push-Ups?
I didn't like Push-Ups either, to be honest.
Push-Ups was corny to me.
Really?
And definitely not that AI shit. Get that.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I ain't even... Push-Ups was in that. Push-Up wasn't clean to me, bro.
Okay. So what's the best diss song? As far as a diss goes, what's the best diss song? I agree. I have the same thing like you. I have Not Like Us. I have Family Matters second. And then as far as songs go, I got... do I want to put Euphoria? I probably put Euphoria third on the
Why don't you consider list. That a diss?
What?
Euphoria.
I do consider it this. I'm just saying, as far as the best songs go, far as this is, what y'all got first, though?
This is, I mean, because, I mean, Not Like Us is a diss, though.
But, okay, it is.
But now I get what you're saying.
Freaky ass nigga, he is 69 got.
That's tough, bro.
That's hilarious. This song. I don't care. That shit is hilarious.
He back to back them. Like, let's be honest.
I mean, if we talking about diss songs, bro, I mean, because I don't want to do that shit. Like, who told the most? Who
okay, as far the as tea. This, as far as diss songs, I got Euphoria number one.
Need to stop saying what T. Stop, bro.
I got Euphoria as number one diss song.
Euphoria.
Yeah. As a diss.
So how you got that number one, right? Okay, and then you got that number three as far as what, songs?
Yeah, as far as, I mean, I'm going to go back and listen to Family Matters before I go listen to Euphoria.
You're a fan. I'll fuck with you.
Nah, but I'm saying, I'm going to go back and listen to Family Matters, like, just from a standpoint of just...
The music.
Like, listenability.
The flow was good.
Yeah, you
feel me? Yeah, everything was cool.
It was a good song. It was long as fuck.
It just got stepped on, bro.
And that's the
took
thing.
A lot out of it. It was
nah, like, but you see, even with that stepped on, bro, it ain't even so much because, bro, the song that stepped on it wasn't that great.
But it was, at the point in time, it was more informal.
Right. It was like I feel like he was a shock value step on. Which yeah. I ain't gonna lie, that shit did the damage. Cause if it didn't drop, shit, it would have been like, but bro, niggas just switched so fast and it was like, damn, we went from this. Like, and I mean, the whole shit, how he did the video and everything, mm-hmm. it's like, to damn, all right, what the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? So I feel like, yeah, he stepped on it, but not, I don't feel like just because his song was better, though.
Yeah, nah, I don't think Meet the Grahams is better. I'm going to go back and listen to Family Matters before I go listen to Meet the Grahams. But
this nigga said Meet the Grahams. I'm like,
cool. But Meet the Grahams, I feel like.
That might be diss songs, bro. That might be two. As far as diss songs, I'm gonna have that one, bro.
It was personal.
Yeah, because
personal.
Cause, yeah, because he started talking like I feel like you should die, like bro. Like,
that's
crazy.
And this bro. what I want to say about like,
or he said people like him should die.
Yeah.
Not he should die, but same thing.
And this what I like because this where like niggas is picking shit. Like so, Drake stands. They so stuck on the daughter shit, right?
Yeah.
Like, bro, even if that shit ain't true, nigga, he talked to his son, his dad,
and his
mom. Like, facts. You know what I mean?
And then he talked to him and talked to him. And, he broke him. He was talking to his soul, bro. He was talking to, like, breaking him down as a man.
Exactly.
Like, they thought he was doing that shit on Euphoria, but to Meet the Grahams, he was like.
That's what I'm saying. That shit was doing that and, like, to level. The point when he was talking to him, because that's what I'm saying. Niggas ain't trying to decipher that. When he's like, nigga, yeah. I'm gonna tell your son, like, when do some push ups, don't take the easy route like your dad.
Yeah.
You feel me? Niggas ain't in line, like, oh, you know, trying to deny those. You know.
That's the thing about the fan bases. They'll pick one little thing and be like, nah, this ain't true. That ain't true. Yeah.
On both sides.
On both sides.
Yeah,
no,
on
facts.
Both sides, yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately. And that's what I'm saying. So to me, as far as diss songs, Meet the Grahams might be one. You know what I mean? He doesn't have. Like, I do agree, Euphoria, you more likely to double back on that because the tempo, you feel me? The tempo of it is just more, you're going to slap it.
And I felt like also that it didn't get to the messiness shit. It was straight, just it was facts.
Nah, that's true.
In the Euphoria, that's what I, like, you know, it didn't get to the whole, oh, you're, you know, a sick man. It didn't get to the, you have a daughter shit.
Yeah.
It was straight just. I'm dissing you, blah, 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 blah. I mean, from my perspective.
No, I feel it.
So how much does that, the information that they're given, whether they're rumors or not, how much does that affect you as a fan listening to them? Like, so if it comes out and it says that Drake has another daughter, right?
Uh-huh.
Or has another kid. Does that affect you as a fan?
Nah.
Listen to his music?
Nah, that wouldn't.
Is it just invalid, like, this information that don't mean shit?
Nah, but for, nah, character-wise, it does.
Nah, I don't feel like it. Not that. That's to his character to me. That's not, that doesn't affect him. It's the other shit.
No. You say don't affect him or you.
I'm saying it doesn't affect me. What I think of
affect you listening to him.
Oh.
Yeah, like, the daughter shit.
Oh, yeah, you right. Yeah. As far as listening to Drake, bruh, nah, I'm listening to bruh.
Based on the daughter shit.
Yeah.
The pedophile shit is, of course.
Nah, but you see, I ain't gonna lie, me that shit. And again, I think even with that shit, bro, Kendrick just, I think niggas is doing too much with it. Like, yeah, it's a diss. Like, fuck it, I'm a like dig into it, bro. Like, I don't think
Kendrick, maybe Kendrick doesn't actually believe that.
Yeah, I don't think he actually, you know.
But nah, that's crazy,
compared
though.
Compared to Weinstein, nigga.
But that's crazy that if you don't really believe that, to really just keep
because,
saying
because he might feel like, on the opposite, on the other end, he might be saying some invalid shit about him. As far as like he's saying his
kid ain't his.
The kid's not his, and his wife is sleeping with his manager.
And you been your wife,
and you beat you like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
And that might be just as painful to hear back from as yeah, other shit. It might be especially just as invalid,
especially as a dad.
I guess.
So I feel like I don't think again, bro. Niggas is dissing, bro. Like how many times niggas is dissing? They saying niggas is gay and calling them all the time. We don't be like, yo, if that shit ain't true, you know what I mean?
Yeah, now this beef, man, it got turned into like
facts,
bro. But this is the internet stage.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
That's the internet age, like buying into that shit.
Yeah, bro. We gotta speak on that, cause nigga, when Nas said you Tybo ho, then nigga, we didn't know did Jay-Z take Tybo for real. It's what he say, you 36 in that karate class.
That shit is funny though.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Like, and that's the thing. The last shit Kendrick dropped, bro. That shit is like, I mean, like Meet the Grams, like that shit was dark.
It was.
That's what I'm saying. Kendrick touched every aspect of the beef that you could, bro. Like, bro, I don't think people thought that Kendrick was gonna do this. Eli, I hope you on watch over there. Make sure another disc don't drop.
I'm checking out.
Yeah, make sure another disc don't drop.
Who didn't know Kendrick was gonna do what?
The people, bro.
Oh, you talking about as far as the music quality?
The output.
Nah, yeah, the output.
So quick.
I think the output was the number one thing that people did not expect, bro.
Obviously, everybody knows you can rap. Like I said, bro, Euphoria, to me, the performance of not even just what he's saying, but the performance of it was so brilliant. Like, that's my sticking point. It's like, that's what kind of separates Kendrick from everybody else, in my opinion, is his ability to perform records and just be delivery. And all that shit.
Sometimes I feel like he's too animated, and I don't be liking that. But
too animated?
Yeah, but I feel like it's a skill he got, though.
Feel like he was too animated on Euphoria?
68-41, them niggas on their ass still.
Damn,
bro.
8 minutes into the third.
That's crazy.
Eight minutes left. Okay.
Now I just feel like he got some animation to him that sometimes I'd be like,
But that works in a like in dissing. And battling.
Nah, but you know, Kendrick always do. He do that even if it's...
He said, you don't want to make no more songs with me? Okay. Like, little shit like that,
nah,
bro. Performity, bro.
Nah, facts.
Kendrick raw, bro.
Same thing with Not Like Us, bro.
Regular music, bro. That shit tight, bro.
Yeah, nah, he... Like I said, bro, skill-wise, bro, I just feel like he is the best rapper, you know what I mean? But again, I didn't go in... I went in thinking that, like... That ain't changed, but I ain't take none away from Drake doing this shit, bro.
But okay.
I did from the hard part six. Just because he didn't wave the white flag, but the way that the outro was, and he like, I don't even want to respond. And this is like,
he was saying,
leave that shit behind, bro. You don't got to say that.
And he was pushing for Kendrick to drop. Yeah. Like, he was saying that shit.
Oh, nah, that's true. That's one thing that I was like, damn, bro.
Then at the end, when Kendrick's like, all right, Kendrick was dropping. He dropped Euphoria Tuesday. Friday morning, he drops 6:16. Then, obviously, Drake drops Family Matters Saturday night. Within an hour later, Kendrick drops Meet the Grams. Was it the next night or a couple days later he drops Not Like Us?
He dropped that shit the next day.
The next night he dropped Not Like Us.
The next morning, it was like afternoon. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah, because I fell asleep. Yeah, it was during the game.
Yeah, during like Cat Williams. Because I fell asleep.
Yeah, it was asleep. I woke up, my girl talking about, did you post that? I'm like, nah, what you mean? Did I post what? I'm like, oh, shit, he dropped another one? The fuck? Shit was a slap.
Yeah, nah, I mean, but I could see why Drake, like, bro, nigga keeps saying I'm a pedophile, like.
But he responded to it, though.
Huh?
He responded to it, though.
Now, I could see it, bro, because I ain't going to lie. Yeah, he was the first one to say, all right, bro, this shit. Because what niggas going to talk about? Like, I feel like both of them was running out. That's why this shit was getting how he was getting.
And on that shit, he was way wrong on, too, what he was saying, too. Nah, that's hard part six?
Nah, that's facts.
Like, Kendrick didn't say, my bad, bro. He didn't say he got molested, bro. He said, I don't know if you need to edit that shit. I don't know if you can't say that shit on YouTube. But
you can say it. Say what you want.
Nah, but like he said, he clearly said in a song that he didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like just the shit about Dave Free and him using the heart bro, like, I can't put a heart under a picture of your kid.
Yeah, that's kind of, yeah, that's whack.
Yeah, that was in.
Because niggas is really family. Like, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody taking it like that.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, but again, this whole shit, like, with people picking, like, the messy shit or, like, trying to discredit, like, okay, if you think Kendrick's just lying, then what's the proof? Because, I mean, yeah, everything Drake said about Kendrick on Family Matters, that shit had to do with him being his girl. And even on this last shit he dropped, because he had that line, he was nice when he was like, and when I tell I'm going to hit her back, I mean it, like, you feel me? Some shit like that. I was like, ooh, that was kind of nice, but again. It's safer. Yeah. I promise you it's safer, some shit like that. It's like, yeah, because we just going off by the narratives.
Did he say in that song or Family Matters when he was like, is it self-defense because she bigger than you?
Nah, he did. He said that on Family Matters.
That was funny.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, bro, if we start saying, all right, nigga, if that shit didn't happen, that shit don't, like, bro.
None of that shit, yeah. This is invalid.
You know what I mean? We can't start taking that angle, bro.
Is
like,
this Pusha T fault, though?
Why would you claim Pusha T?
Nah, like.
Because he the one that did this shit, bro. He announced, he exposed that Drake had a son.
But he, okay, so he, we can't say it's his fault.
You can't really expose a nigga for having a kid, bro. You have a kid. Like,
yeah.
Nah, but you see, bro, like, that's what I'm saying. We can't.
You're just not bringing it to light, but I'm going to bring it to light for you. Like, nah. It ain't really exposed. Like, I mean, I guess.
Nah, but you see that. Mask. But even with that, bro, it ain't like niggas just be like, yo, you got a kid. It's like they attack your character, then be like, see, this is the shit you trying to do. Like, the women you fucking with, you trying to clean them up and hide them. By the way, nigga, you gotta, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that'd be the angle they take. That's why I don't think it's just as simple as.
How much did that mean to Drake's fans?
Nah, but I ain't gonna.
He had a whole rollout. That's the only thing that it stopped was the rollout that he had for his son. Yeah. So he had a rollout he was gonna have with, like, I think Nike at the time.
I think it was like Adidas.
Adidas, okay.
Because, yeah. I mean, that's how Pusha, because, you know, Pusha was over there, so I guess that's how he knew about it. You know what I mean? But now, again, Pusha, like, nigga, don't try to mention my wife. We know who you know what I mean? Like, that's the angle he took. But, yeah, that shit ain't gonna never, not, bro. The only thing that might matter to Drake fans is this young, you know, young girl shit. But, like, anything else gonna never, you know what I mean? That shit ain't gonna matter.
Yeah, and that shit, I ain't gonna, that shit feel, it feels even kind of weird to even talk about. It's like, bro, because, I mean, obviously there is proof that, you know, he's had weird situations, but. Like, bro, like I always say, you can't just, that pedophile word, bro, you can't just be putting that on people.
I know, crazy, but again, bro. In a battle, bro, back then when niggas used to drop the F word, bro.
But that, it's like, damn.
That bro. Shit used to fly, like.
That shit gonna be weird all summer when we singing that line.
I'm not singing, what line?
Freaky ass nigga, he is 69 guy.
Nah, but you see that.
Nah, he was like, hey, certified lover boy, certified pedophile.
You don't gotta say that.
But they just say, oh, that sound.
Nah, yeah, and I ain't gonna lie. Anybody
sing the song, bro. The whole, every lyric.
People gonna be saying it, though.
Nah, the only one that might ring is the A minor shit.
Nah, bro, I think freaky ass nigga, you a 69.
Nah, no, of course.
That shit gonna ring off.
That's when you really gonna gig, too.
Yeah, that's gonna ring, because that's some funny shit. You feel me? Yeah. But, yeah, bro, I mean, as far as battle, like, yeah, I don't take.
What made Buddy go in the studio and say that? Like, if you really analyze that little part, forget. Okay,
as far as people, he a fan. You feel me?
He said it once earlier in the song too, though.
Oh, bro, that's the funniest shit, bro.
Yeah,
bro, I mean, but that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, okay. So, like, what makes me feel like Kendrick, like, has clearly won this beef is that he went to Drake's. He played Drake's game and beat him at it. He's beating him in. Beating him in a number game. Mm-hmm. He's beating him at the internet.
And he called him out on them internet antics, too. Stop doing that weird shit. Stop sending the bots over here to comment on everything.
Yeah.
You like, bro, Drake's last song.
Accused him of the same shit, though.
No, we know.
But, like, Axe said, like, I was listening to Academics. Shout out to Academics, bro. He going up right now with this shit, bro.
No, facts is. And he doing a, as far as much as he's a Drake stan, bro.
Yeah, he's being pretty fair. I'm biased.
Yeah.
But, like, So, like, he said that it's not about, like, it was what, Meet the Grams versus Family Matters, I think. Mm-hmm. And, like, Meet the Grams was kind of destroying it as far as, like views at first.
Views and likes. Real?
Yeah, and then, yeah, views, likes, and comments.
Oh, you say Meet the Grams was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, initially, because it stepped on it, you know what I'm saying? But he was saying it's the thing you really got to look at is the comments. That's what really tells you what's, you know, getting more engagement and shit.
I don't even like that, though.
Why?
Because niggas don't leave comments all the time.
Nah, because even with that, like, okay, with Kendrick, that might happen, right? You know, that's going to happen. It's Kendrick, he a big star, too. Mm-hmm. Somebody else could be having a battle where they not the biggest star, and the comments ain't shouldn't be the one where...
No, but that's what he's saying, though. He's saying it's not about views. He's like, because obviously, we're talking about two big artists.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, okay, we doing numbers now. Kendrick is playing... Drake's game and he's destroying them in the numbers. We talking about views, like that Heart Part 6 shit that you like.
Yeah.
That shit, they said they got more dislikes than likes.
For real?
Yeah, the whole time Kendrick stayed in the 1% of dislikes. And that last one on the Heart for Drake was like 50% dislikes.
Damn, bro. But you see, I think.
Where do you see? I don't even see.
Well, nah, because they removed likes. They removed them, but you could like. You could go on one of them apps and.
See the dislikes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's crazy. I was saying, though. I can only see the likes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All YouTube, you remember, they took off the dislikes.
Bro, the first day of Euphoria, bro, you see how people was dissecting the lyrics, bro? That's the difference, bro. We get those Drake tracks back, and it's like...
Easily digestible.
Yeah, you look at the lyrics, and it'd be like... Mm-hmm.
Nah.
But
nah,
Kendrick went to play that game, too, though. That's how I feel like that's why he dropped Not Like Us. Like,
yeah.
Nah, that's true. And like I said, when he come to that game, he dropped the most, like... Because even if you listen, again, nigga, he was going in on a diss song. But, bro, niggas was just like, when you see a lot of niggas even just reacting to that, niggas just start dancing out the blue, bro. But it's like, hey, hold on, nigga, listen to the lyrics, bro.
Yeah,
he actually shit. Rapping.
Especially on that third verse where he start giving a history lesson about Atlanta and shit.
And that was, damn, bro, you got the lyrics?
And it was a direct response in Drake saying, what was Drake saying? He said, fuck, what'd he say? He said something about... Shit. Yeah. It was a direct response.
Nah,
to
he
that.
Said you be rapping like you about to free the slaves.
Yeah.
That's dumb as fuck, bro. Yeah, that was in. Say that?
Yeah, yeah, that was a... that
because
was like
Lee is trying to free the slaves.
That was a low fruit... Like, that was some shit a nigga on Twitter who don't fuck with Kendrick would say. You know what I mean?
Nah, facts.
But nah, bruh, I ain't... To me, that wasn't that crazy, though.
And it was a lot of Twitter information or Twitter type of, like... Both shit the, on both sides.
Facts.
On both sides.
So he said, once upon a time, all of us wasn't changed. Homies still double down, calling us some slaves. Atlanta was a mecca, building railroads and trains. Bear with me for a second. Let me put y'all on game. My flow kind of sound like?
Anyway.
I'm flowing on that motherfucker. But yeah, bear with me for a second. Let me put y'all on game.
There we go.
The settlers the town folk to make them richer. Fast forward 2024, you got the same agenda. You run to Atlanta when you need a check balance. Let me break it down for you. This a real nigga challenge. You call Future when you didn't see the club. Hey, what?
How y'all feel about that?
Nah, I don't like. I mean,
I agree.
Yeah, but it's a both again. We could talk about that, bro. Cause yeah, he was making some points, but I feel like
we talking about his bust. Stop to Atlanta.
Yeah, bro, but you see.
We talking about his little train ride over there.
But he was giving them niggas a look too, though.
That's true. But see, this the thing. This don't just relate to Atlanta, though. It relates to everywhere.
Nah, facts.
When you talk about him doing the London shit. When you talk about him doing the fucking all this other shit,
yeah,
bro.
You got to build your clout here in U.S. first, bro.
Same thing, bro. Right. He does this shit, bro.
Nah, like, but you see, don't we feel like.
Cultural appropriation, bro. Nah,
bro, but. Okay, do we want bigger artists doing that, collabing with other smaller artists, or not?
Yes,
because it's a double edged. It's like I get what you're saying. Which and again for like especially for Future, that shit was facts.
Yes, nigga, you
know what I mean.
God, bro,
baby's lingo. I mean,
little baby helped you get your lingo up. 21 gave you false street cred. Thug made you feel like you a slime in your head.
At what point did Drake start talking stick talk? All this gun shit, like tough guy shit.
Yeah, bro.
Nah, but he
was the best I ever had.
He had that, and I don't take care, bro. What he had, what's that? You gonna fuck around and make me catch a body? Like, what's that song?
But even then, he was saying it so sensual.
Nah, I mean, it's clearly, bro. nah, it's, nah, I hear what you're saying, but it's clearly he flipped his flow change for sure. When Atlanta, yeah, when again with the Migos shit, you know what I mean? Like, you can't deny that, but it's like we saying like nigga, we can't say niggas can't do that no more though.
Not that he can, but that's his kind of biggest thing with Drake though. I feel like that's the biggest thing is that Drake has kind of just culturally appropriated. What'd he say? He said you lied to us about your religion. What'd he say? What song did he say it on?
Who said?
Kendrick. He said you lied to us about your religion. You lied about your religious views. You lied about your. It was on Meet the Grams.
Mm.
Like, bruh. Fact, bro. Like the video he was talking about a couple weeks ago when Drake was at
never listen. Look, you lost. You ain't listening, Kerry.
When Drake was talking about, oh, I'm Jewish. I had a Jewish. I had a
bar mitzvah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
I had
facts,
my
facts.
Bar mitzvah at a. At a
I grew up in a whole Jewish community.
You did hit.
I had my bar mitzvah at an Italian restaurant. This and that. Blah, 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 blah. Like, bro.
Even another video talking about the Toronto slang. Like, bro, that he was like, it's all stupid and the way they say
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah, I seen that.
Like, and that's the thing, bro. And that's where you could attack him at. And that's where it becomes, it's the same thing they do to Logic, bro.
Culture vulture.
Like, it's saying, like, okay, you black, but you black when you want to be.
Nah, I agree. Yeah, and that's where Drake gonna always look funny, but shit. Niggas could grow out they shit.
And that's the thing, bro.
Grow out? No, you don't. You don't grow out of what you've been raised into. Like you just don't become somebody else.
Yeah, like J. Cole, bro. You don't never see him. It's like it's never flip flopping out, bro. I can speak the same thing, bro. Like it's never. I'm in and out, bro. Like nah, bro.
Yeah,
bro.
So,
like I told, like we was talking about on the last pod, me and Latasha, bro. At the end of the day, we black. Like okay, yeah, we mix.
Yeah,
you know, you said we half white or whatever, but at the end of the day, it's like we black, and that's been a thing.
Facts.
So yeah. You can't hop in and out of the shit, and that's kind of the biggest thing that where they attacking Drake.
Yeah, and I mean. Nah, that's true, and he looked like that shift is clear as day. But again, I think the industry will do that to you. So it's like, what do you know what I mean?
So in that aspect, do you see, not to say you see him as a plant, because, I mean, he came up, I would still say he came up organically.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not to say, like, somebody placed him here.
And the skill, like, and again, I think what helps him is the skill is there.
Right.
But right. Yeah, like, he, again, what we could question is, like, all these niggas will be with him. Like, niggas like Baca and all them niggas, they definitely didn't grow up with him. You know what I mean? Based on what we've seen from Drake growing up.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, but again, when it comes to rap, like, again, his character gonna always look a little bit flawed.
But that comes with what you say all the time, like, the culture is for sale. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you get to a certain point, right, like, niggas gonna start investing in you and buying into, is that what you mean by that, or how, what do you mean by that?
No, I just mean, like, when I said, like, the culture is for sale, for example, even, like, let's talk about Drake.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. All these niggas who we said, they had a chance to be like, nah, nigga, like, nah, you not even.
But the buzz is there.
Yeah, it's like, that nigga gonna get you the number one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You gonna, he got that, what's that, the Drake care package, what's that shit called?
Stimulus package?
Yeah. Niggas is, yeah, nah, come to Atlanta and, nigga, let's make these songs, let's give you the lingo.
But was this perspective on Drake out there to the masses yet?
But the masses gonna never see it. Some masses still don't see it.
Possibly, because, I mean, who is it, what's his name? Lucien?
Yeah, Lucien.
Lucien?
Lucien Grange.
Lucius Lyon?
Lucius Lyon. It's just shitty. That's what he like, I guess.
Damn near.
In the real life.
Right, so he, so, I don't want to just Jew talk anybody like that, but I mean, they work together in a certain sense, right?
Yeah. I mean, but again, if Drake is bringing the money, that's who the money gonna be behind. I don't think he was the other way around. I don't think like the money made. You feel me? I don't think the money is what just. I feel like he was bringing in the money because that's how labels work, right? Like the nigga was bringing the money, like. That's what we care about right now. Yeah, but you feel me? I think that's what the situation was. Because I wouldn't say, like, Drake was, I don't think, maybe after a certain point, he's like, okay, they pushing.
I want to get back to that point you just said, too.
Yeah, but I feel like it's, we see when he was 50 at whatever, they make him the priority. Every else, nigga, you getting shelved, bro. You feel me? But after a while, when nigga not hot no more, because, yeah, like, let's say this shit with the wing goes, like, bad and Drake just shit ain't looking right for him. Nigga, you not going to be the... I just feel like that's how they play, bro. You know what I mean?
Do you feel like that's why this might be over?
What?
Because, oh, now people getting invested into the fact... The theory that Drake is, you know, this weirdo. And now that could affect the bottom line.
Nah, you're right. That might be. Because that is...
It's like, all right, bro. Let's chill out now.
Right. And that's why, like, damn, that angle was crazy. But that's probably why he was like, all right, if niggas gonna say I do this, because you can't repeat the same shit. You can't throw the same insults to a nigga when they started with. So he like, fuck it, I'm gonna say you beat your wife, nigga. Like, I feel like niggas going through the worst shit that they could say to where, like, the niggas with the bread could be like, all right, let's fall back on these niggas. Yeah. But it just happened they two of the biggest rappers. You know what I mean? Like,
okay, so where do we go from here, man? Like, is there a pathway to them being cool again? Is there a pathway? Is there a way
5-10 years down the line type shit?
Is there a way to where you could see that?
Who cares about people being cool?
But okay, is there a way that where you see Drake could really be affected by this?
If some shit acts, we in the cancel culture, bro, still to this day. I mean, I don't think he can get canceled, but I think he can get exposed in a way to where, like, he lose some fans for sure.
But do you think that,
I don't think that's going to,
You think it's going to take a little bit more than what's currently going on?
It needs some proof to the pedophile shit.
That's the only thing that could make shit shaky for him, and even that, like,
it's just where people be throwing that, like I told, people be throwing that pedophile word out.
Yeah, and I don't.
Fucking crazy.
And again, people can throw smut on anybody's name and people believe it. And
I know, but I'm saying, but they be doing it where they don't actually know what that is. So.
Right, and this is what I'm going to say. When I hear shit like this, like, I don't know what's up with niggas. Like, they hear shit like this, they want to believe it so bad. I don't want to, I hope that shit ain't true. You feel me? On both sides. You feel me?
No facts,
like, I hope niggas, like, none of it. But niggas on either side, they want one thing to be true.
Yeah.
Niggas pulling up shit that you like, nah, that's not pedophilia, nigga. You could say that's weird. You know what I mean? But you get what I'm saying?
Bring that little girl on the stage, asking the age, you feel me? And saying what he said on there.
I didn't even watch that video.
He kissed her after that, too.
He was like, your breasts feel good on my chest type shit. Like, I mean,
I ain't hear that part, but I know he kissed her after he found out she was 17. So, and obviously, you get into the whole thing about, where is he at? It's probably legal there. It's just like, even if it's legal, it's just weird. You feel me?
Yeah,
weird because you could have avoided that shit. Yeah, you didn't have to do all that shit.
And
that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, bro, it's weird, bro. You feel me?
Yeah, no matter where you at, it's weird, bro.
I ain't going to call a nigga that, you feel me, the P word because of that.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you
call you the P word.
It's just having a constant pattern of doing shit. It's like, bro. You got to own up to the fact that you doing weird shit and, bro, change your behavior, bro.
But hold on. When you say the pattern, like, what'll be the other? What's the other pattern?
I mean, I ain't even gonna get into that because it's allegations, bro. That's not even allegations. I want to get into on, bro. Like, this shit fucked up.
Yeah,
and that's something I feel like it could really make an impact on.
So, can you agree that somebody in this situation is a freaky ass nigga in the 69 guy?
I mean, yeah.
I don't know that 69 guy shit. That's a pause. I don't know what that means.
What's wrong being a 69 guy though?
Nah, but I know.
Hey, I see some chicks say, "I want me a on Twitter." Yeah, I want me a freaky ass nigga. That's a 69 guy.
I see that too.
That's what I'm saying. That sound more like. But I know.
Yeah, some nights during this summer, I might be a fan of 69 bro, guy.
But I know he playing off the 6 guy shit. You feel me? Yeah. So. Nah, that's funny though. But again, let's talk about Vlad, right? So DJ Vlad, you know, he got on Twitter first.
He said that shit was it need to be mixed and mastered.
That was crazy, bro. I'm like, what is? I'm like, what this nigga?
Well, if you don't shut your ass up,
bro, he made that song in a day, bro.
Facts.
Like, bro, what? It's not gonna be mixed and mastered. Like,
nah,
like,
but to what? To me, that shit ain't sound bad at all.
But I ain't gonna. But I ain't gonna lie. It could like okay.
I think
even
the first version, because I think we did get the mix and master version once he released it on.
Apple Music.
On Apple Music and shit, yeah.
Oh, okay, because I ain't going to lie. I felt that way about Euphoria, too, at first.
Because, I mean,
when,
like,
it sounded a little rough.
When I clicked on the YouTube, because that's why I was like, I'm going to wait till, like, I slap, because I had my AirPods on. I was like, I'm going to wait till I slap, put the beats on. But I was like, oh, that shit sounded a little rough.
But even though it's mixed and mastered now, like, there is certain parts where it's like, everybody say, oh, V-Ho. Like, oh, that V-ho. Shit could have been, like, I feel like maybe louder.
Ah, nigga.
Like, I mean, now you nitpicking.
He want the crowd in the background standing this way.
They still gonna do that, bro.
But I'm saying those are the parts I feel like, okay, if you really have more time to put it together, those are things you might look into. You're the only person here that really made music. So I mean, you want to put more emphasis on certain shit. I feel like, oh, V-Ho, that's shit you want to put more emphasis on. Like, obviously, people
that reverb on there, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, just make it more louder and shit like that. But,
bro, that's what he meant. Like,
I don't know what he meant. Right. That's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying, like, if that's what, because he made it sound like, you know how these songs, when they came out, like, for example, Drake first, when he dropped Push Up first before he was, like, the quality was. Trash. I could see, you know
bro,
what I mean?
I did not like that song.
But Drake was losing. Bro. He started losing from that point. Like, he already made a misstep. He's made a lot of missteps in this shit. That was his first misstep, was putting that shit out and hiding behind it, not claiming it.
Yeah.
And then the AI shit, bro. I know we ain't on that. We ain't talking about that. That shit just, man.
I mean.
I didn't think that was too bad, bro.
I thought that shit was ass.
Nah, but again, yeah, that will have to be.
That shit was a two-packer.
Yeah, if that shit, that's definitely on the bottom.
You're going to say you got to go all the way. Gotta really say it like Joe. Well, that's a two pack of ass. What he say?
What you mean, bro? You said it.
Nah, that shit was definitely
headphones coming off and all that shit.
Like, it's hard to even claim that, but I felt like that was just like he was just taunting. Like, nigga, come on, bro. Like, don't dish and go away. Like, we here. I just feel like that's what that was.
Y'all think the shit went the way he wanted it to, or he expected it to?
Nope, I don't. Nah. Because I don't think he thought Kendrick was gonna have this type of output.
Facts and.
Especially not from how it started, where Kendrick, you know, took a couple weeks to.
Yeah, and I think, to be honest, that's what I think most people are like, even his fans, bro, they were like, because I seen niggas went from where he at, niggas was doing all these countdowns on Twitter.
Countdown before make niggas nervous.
Yeah, it's like where he at now, bro.
Kendrick.
When he dropped that Not Like Us, niggas was like, bro, this nigga.
Another one.
They like, stop, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
Bullying him.
Cause I ain't gonna lie, I felt like Drake was on his bully when he was talking on that
Taylor May freestyle.
Yeah, he was like, nah, nigga, like you feel me? You mentioned my name, bro. I'm like, okay, this nigga, he at niggas, but again, he keep dissing a lot of niggas, bro.
Yeah,
cause I didn't get I mean,
he killed Rakim Jr. Whatever, he did. Whatever, bro. Rakim, aka ASAP Rocky.
There has to be more to the story.
Yeah, I mean, there got to be something.
Think about how many people are going against the grain against Drake that used to be, say, even people that he, like, put on the map, right? Mm-hmm. Not necessarily put everybody on the map, but, like, he brought in and helped him out a little bit. He helped Kendrick out. He helped ASAP Rocky out. He helped a lot of people out, right? And everybody's not fucking with him.
That was on ASAP album, right?
Yeah,
that's ASAP. Yeah, that's ASAP shit.
Yeah, problems. But you see that. I won't say Drake helped him out on that.
No, I'm saying so in the beginning, so he took Kendrick and ASAP on tour with him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's who he was talking about? It was ASAP?
Yeah.
Oh,
he had them both on stage at one point in this video. Well, out, I kept and they that, saying, I these my brothers and we.
Oh, okay.
You know, I did not know who he was talking about when he said that. He said, I took you and the other dude, other bozo. He said some shit.
Oh, because
I know he was talking about ASAP.
Not to say you owe somebody anything, but it's just like, you know, my bad, Carrie, what you saying?
Bro? No, go ahead.
But it's just like, you know, it's at a certain point, you got to start looking at it like, all right, this nigga's the common denominator, and everybody is not fucking with this nigga no more.
Yeah, and I'm
not everybody.
It's a lot of people like that's not. Though. Even Cole pulled his hand, and now you got this bar and Kendrick shit. It's like, you hiding your, what do you say, you hiding your hand from Cole? Like, he's going to be the last one to find out type of shit.
Nah, but also even, but he did have that line towards Kendrick, too. He see, like, I know, Jermaine something, but you want him out of their light. Some shit like that. Now, I don't...
Cole, niggas ain't hating on Cole, bro. Niggas know how good Cole is, bro. Can't nobody else take him out of his spot but himself, and that's what he kind of... He didn't take himself out of his spot, but he removed himself from the beef, for sure.
Yeah.
Or the battle.
And again, that's what I'm saying. Like, me and niggas, like, bro, I do not look at Cole differently. Like, at all. This will happen.
I slapped the fuck out that album.
What? You know what I mean? So, this is what I was going to say. When it comes to Drake, again, it just seems to be character flaws in certain shit. And I think that's the shit niggas got problems with. You feel me? Like, this whole, like, the fucking niggas girls type shit, that's, you know what I mean? Oh, not even, like, because, again, to his point, he seemed like he didn't fuck Metro girl, but they kissed or some shit. It's like, nigga.
Your homies girls at that. That's what it is. Not no random nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Because, I mean, the Wayne shit is confirmed.
It's okay to fuck everybody. Everybody. Not the homies, bro.
Because the Wayne shit
is goof. They're like, bro, like,
because even the Wayne shit is confirmed, right? Facts. And you know that's Tammy? Like that's Wayne, bro. Like, damn, nigga, that's your guy,
right?
So it feel like
got his name tatted like a bitch, apologizing like a bitch.
I feel like a lot of problems come from that, bro. It's like this nigga just got. I don't think it's like bigger than anything.
You freaky ass nigga.
I just think it's a character flaw,
bro. Relax, my boy. Like, what?
Yeah, no, I'm not saying he's a 69 guy, bro.
I ain't said all that.
Yeah. But, I mean, so, yeah, Vlad, I mean, none of you said the shit wasn't mixed properly. I'm like, bro, what the fuck?
Yeah, we went way hella far from the Vlad shit.
What Peter Rosenberg said, I think he said something about the colonizer line.
Yeah.
And I think I seen Rory, like, quote retweet that shit and say, we got to sit this one out, buddy.
He did.
I mean,
Vlad was out there trying to get somebody fired from their job.
Yeah, he was off. Yeah, because he was off that, because, I mean,
shit, corny, bro.
Right, that was corny, but I mean, even
and that's what they was like, and this is why we don't need y'all motherfuckers.
Nah, in facts. The that was like, but I get it though, cause that comment, he made that comment, right? Niggas could be like, bro, shut your ass up. Shorty was like, that's why white people need to stay out of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it didn't really make.
Yeah, that's why.
At
I'm
what
like,
point is you calling a motherfucker job in the morning?
From yeah, that
internet, bro.
That angle, but again, it's always something that's gonna be reminding niggas. Like, you see, why you not like us, nigga?
Like, not calling your job.
They not
bro.
Like us. They not like us.
Yeah, because he started pressing, nigga. He was tweeting and Princeton and shit. Like, bro, relax, bitch.
Yeah, I mean, that, yeah, the same person that what sued Rick Ross and shit.
Then what Adam 22 say?
Bro, I don't. I want to hear Adam 22. I don't want to hear Adam 22. I don't want to hear
He say Kendrick on here rapping. Because, you know, that's before all this other shit dropped. He's like, man, you see, I think after Euphoria dropped, he was like, that's the problem, bro. Kendrick over here rapping. We not trying to hear no rapping shit. Like, you know, but yeah, he's like, all right, nigga. Y'all
Boosie
niggas.
Said something.
Yeah, a lot of niggas say Mace. I mean, in Cameron and them, a lot of niggas said something, bro.
Nah, Boosie, he was just saying, what'd he say? He was basically saying that why is it so big to see two men going at it and tearing each other down and the fans egging them on, other men are egging them on more than the women type shit?
Nah, because you see, again, going
shit
in.
It's crazy coming from Boosie because that nigga, Boosie is Boosie.
It's just competition, bro.
Nah, but you see,
I'm saying from like the tearing down point, like that's people true. Bringing out like a whole bunch of gossip and then everybody on the internet talking about the shit.
I'm with him on that because I didn't expect this shit.
To get hella messy.
To get like that.
But there's only so many bars you have was like, I'm better than you. But I feel like we never heard any of that. In any of the dishes, we never heard, I'm better than you.
And I think
it was a lot of attacking character.
Cole decided to exit that shit. Once he realized it wasn't going to be that type of battle.
But how though?
From the beginning. Because, nigga, he probably know.
They said Schoolboy Q said, like, all right, bro.
Sit this one out.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I'll be like, bro. Kendrick must have a real disdain for Drake for some reason.
I mean, based on what he say, though, it ain't like he said it's some, it don't sound like he's some super secret, bro. Because he sound like he talking about all this shit he just don't like about, bruh. Which, I mean, a lot of, he's not the last one to have that type of,
to tell somebody, like, sit down, Sandra, let me talk to you, let me say this. What'd he say? He said he's a sick man and people like him should die. Something like that, bro.
I don't think that.
Man. Ain't working on his Kendrick voice. By the time a fucking Halloween come around.
I'm mad at my fucking down pat. Yeah, right?
Nah, but by then, bro, he was already like, by then, niggas was already getting too, like, doing nasty shit. You feel me? Bro.
Yeah.
That's when, what? No, bro. That's when it really got nasty was with Meet the Grams. He didn't really say nothing like that on Euphoria. He was just attacking him
what
as
did Drake,
a man.
What did Drake say?
Drake already first, though.
Yeah.
Are you saying Drake on Philly Matters, it was getting nasty before that?
Bro, and maybe start telling you putting your hands on your lady and
maybe
your manager sleeping with her. That's dirty,
yeah, maybe
bro.
That's why Kendrick took it to that level. It's like, all right. Like, I ain't going to take it to that level unless you take it to that level. And that's why he didn't
Well, he did tell him that in Euphoria, though.
Yeah, he was like, hey.
Right.
And something you don't want to do.
And he looked Ooh. Like... And he looked like that's why he... You see, bro, I was like, bro, like...
That's clean, bro.
It wasn't to me, bro. It was funny, though. It was funny, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Like
what song he did the... that's the Canadian accent, huh?
Nah, that... You see, that
was... Cronin.
Okay, that's the performance. I like that one. Because I hate that shit. I hate that Crody shit.
Crody?
So, that shit was warranted on that shit. You feel me?
That shit is hilarious.
What else did he... It was something else besides the Crody shit.
About me and the family, Crody?
I'd be a new hoe kink, but I mean, that was funny, bro.
Eating right, fight right chicken with the family, Crody.
Drake flipped that nicely, though.
But just in the video?
Yeah, but you know what I mean? And like that.
Nigga went to the spot and ate the same meal. That spot probably going
nah,
up.
Nah, because the rumor that. Because the rumor niggas was saying, though. Like, what? They were saying, like, his mans got killed over
Not
there.
Not his mans. The person or somebody that dissed him end up getting. It was just somebody that. It was basically Kendrick kind of letting him know, like, bro, I'm familiar with these spots type shit. It wasn't somebody he was cool with that got killed there.
Oh, okay.
It was somebody that dissed him.
But I felt like that was and you see, this is what I mean with Drake, bro. He like, it's like, not saying that he gonna buy the, what you call it, but you see, like, niggas was giving Kendrick props for bringing business to that, you know what I mean, to that spot. So he probably like, nah, all right, I'm out do this shit. We gonna go eat there. I'm gonna put the nigga in the video. Give him. I feel like he was just doing that type of things.
Chess move had already been completed though.
Nah,
bro.
But I don't. You see, the thing is when Kendrick did that, I don't even think he was trying to. That nigga was just throwing it. He just
I
threw that
Kendrick
shit.
Kendrick boy turned into Keith Lee on their ass.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I be out driving icy.
Because they say niggas is in there trying to ask for the
nah, the bro, fried but rice. Bro, nah, bro, that like. I feel like almost Kendrick almost stepped on his own shit. Because, like, bro, people were still breaking down Euphoria.
For days, though.
Yeah, people were still breaking down before Euphoria when he dropped that shit.
Niggas on the internet can't break down every bar, though. I mean, you can. But,
it's
man,
like,
it was like.
It's true or not. It's like, damn.
They just start comparing it to, like, old-ass Kendrick songs. Remember he said this? And
right,
like,
right.
Yeah.
Hey, nah, the breakdown niggas start reaching sometimes too much, bro. Like, bro, some shit.
It's unbelievable, though.
It do. It'd be like, ain't no way this nigga that smart,
it's
bro.
Like, yeah. Drake was asking for quintuple entendres and shit, bro. And he giving it to him. Like, the 616, the name. It's like, oh, that's Tupac's birthday? That's Canadian Father's Day? That's
got
the
something
day.
To do with OJ.
That's the day OJ trial started. That's in L.A. It was some other shit, too. I'm like,
Kendrick is not to say he's not smart, but come on.
Thing, we never know, though.
Bro,
that's the thing, bro. Kendrick made you. He gave you everything. He gave you the thing where he made you really dissect shit. The V12 shit. Who the fuck knew doing V12?
Oh yeah, that was crazy.
The shit to get your abs done. Who the fuck knew that?
Nigga say V12. That's the fast one.
Like, bro, we're thinking a car.
V12. That's a fast.
Yeah, yeah. Because at first you like why? Because you see, at first if you like you like, because the nigga go say, you know, he what he say? He say something about your coffins. So they could stomach that.
Yeah, yeah.
Then that's when he went to the V12. That's a fast one.
Yeah.
You were like, okay, this ain't really. But then you come to find out what the fuck that shit is. You like, nah, what?
Yeah, bro. And then, yeah, bro, that's why I just think that's ultimately Euphoria is the best diss track.
So not to say, so what was one of Drake bars? Well, not, I don't remember the bar, but he said something about Kendrick getting bars from Baby Keem.
Yeah,
or some similar like
he said
that.
The only time your shit that shit go up is when Baby Kim Baby Kingpin, some shit.
Yeah, and I know I don't agree with that. I know you don't. You probably don't agree with that, but I remember you saying like he's picking up a little bit of his swag too. Like what? Like pods ago.
Yeah, yeah, I probably did say that. Like
who was picking who swag up?
I was saying that Kendrick was kind of he was rapping the cadence. sounded like yeah, Baby King a little bit.
I'll be feeling like it's the other way around, nigga.
Really?
But
sometimes, like when I hear Kim, like when I heard him, I'm like, okay, I like he want Kendrick shit on him. Just because, I mean, I don't know, Kendrick can't be. That's what I'm saying, bro. Kendrick could do all types of, nigga could rap any type of way, bro. You feel me?
What so, an exhibition of rap he put on this week, bro. What a great fucking week for hip hop.
Kendrick
bro.
Made you think about it. He is not your savior.
That's right.
Yeah, but I mean, Drake, bro. Drake, he, again.
The album, I guess, re-entered the charts, I guess, with this shit going
tomorrow,
on.
Bro, that's a good ass album, bro.
Which album?
Mr. Morale and the Big Stepper.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Damn, that's what's up.
I mean, because there was songs in there. Like, it's like, damn, why that shit ain't go up?
Bro, y'all didn't like the album?
I did. I did like the album.
It was cool.
But like I'm saying, like I'm surprised, like Rich Spirit ain't do. It didn't go up like how I figured it would. Even the song with A Blast, I figured I would go up more than it did.
That was a radio. That was played on the radio a lot.
Yeah, but it didn't do like what it was, what I thought it was gonna do when I first heard it. I was like, damn, this finna be catchy as fuck.
Yeah, I feel like people went in again.
Cole made you feel empowered. My bad, bro.
He is not your savior.
But he is not your savior.
Now I feel like people when it comes to Mr. Morales, people. Again, if it was after a long break, I feel like people didn't know what side, like, what way K-Dot was going to go with it. You know what I mean?
Future said get a money counter.
I just said. What,
You think, who was he talking to? Was he, don't make me speculate on this, bruh.
He might have been. Yeah, he might have been. Y'all feel like Kendrick, they say, supposedly he got an album dropping this month. Y'all feel like he puts any of this songs on his album?
Probably that last
one. Not Like Us Might Make It, bro.
Just cause.
That's the song of this. Not to say the song of the summer, but it's leading the way right now.
Bro, it's like. Until
Sexy Red drop her shit, and then we all, you feel me? I ain't gonna listen to it, but if it feels like.
See, that's another line.
But I ain't gonna lie.
Another line from Euphoria, bro. When you with Sexy Red, I think you see two bad bitches.
Bro, why? Like, them pictures, bro.
Hey.
They sound something you might pop ass with.
Right, bruh. Like, he was talking, bro. I never want to devalue what Drake did, though.
And I ain't going to lie, though. Like, because this is what I'm seeing online, bro. East Coast bias is real.
Really?
You know what I mean? Them niggas, because even bro.
West Coast bias real, too.
Nah, it is. But you see, them niggas might not understand, not like us, like, we will, bro.
Oh, yeah, facts.
You know what I mean?
The DJ Mustard sound went. It wouldn't. It made it nationwide, though.
Nah, it did, but I could even hear. I could even hear how certain niggas is talking about it. And I ain't gonna lie, most niggas is like, they just like, bro, it's that real cat. Like niggas who not from my. They like that's that. He on that Cali shit. Like, yeah. And I keep saying niggas talking about this that Draco. Like, bro, this is Cali sound before them niggas, bro.
Yeah, I mean that's what bro his.
I don't know why niggas keep saying
Ralphie
that.
The plug. I think that's his brother.
His brother, bro. Yeah, that's his brother. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what he said.
Yeah, bro. That flow is not.
I mean, because at first I was saying it sounded more like Rimble.
But that's what I'm saying. But you see, because they say Rimble got his swag from Draco.
Yo, yeah.
They
yeah,
dubbed these niggas a whole game.
It's rap.
They up 2-0?
7 minutes left. They still up dub.
Damn, that's what's up, bro.
Shout out Minnesota, man.
Boys came to play.
Thanks.
They not like us.
It ain't going crazy either.
I don't know. You want to know? I could tell you the motherfuckers.
I'm pretty sure Cat was leading them in scoring with like 22.
No, that's scary. Y'all seen what they cooking? They trying to fry Gale for something. So he told Rudy, go, man, nigga, it's just a baby, bro. The baby going to be there.
Hey, not. I always think, I don't know. I always think about that. Like, damn, what is you supposed to do in that situation?
I mean, I guess it depends. Nigga, if that game matters. Cause I mean, this shit
every game matters.
You're right. But
I mean, I get it. Maybe different if it's Game 7 in the NBA Finals. If it's Game 7 in the NBA Finals, and your first kid is being born, what do you do?
Bring that nigga to the game.
Nigga, I'm hooping.
You're good,
nah, that's tough though,
bro. Bro, I'm gonna win this championship, and I'm gonna go to the hospital with a baby, and I'm gonna go to the hospital.
But damn, bro, missing the birth.
Blame it on the baby.
missing the birth of your first kid is crazy.
No, but it's not, bro.
But you know, some niggas might
have birth.
Huh?
You remember the birth of your kid?
Absolutely.
That shit's all a blur.
It was a 6 C-section. So I was behind the curtain. I wasn't trying to look at all that shit, but
be respectful. All that shit. Nah, bro. I mean, you remember the shit. I mean, I went in there and snip, snip, cut, cut. I was there the whole thing.
No, nah, yeah, I think.
And I'm going that ball out, bro.
And I think that
even
be
if the, I'm coming off the bench.
Nah, and I think that'd be the big part. Like, you know, if they could hold off, you know what I mean? You never. I don't know, bro. I might. I don't know. You're right.
It's like, damn.
Bro, I'm going to ball out, bro. Game yeah, but, two, I'm going to ball. Game seven?
But
game two.
If it definitely ain't my. If it ain't my first kid, I'm definitely hoping, though.
Why your other kids don't matter? You got favoritism?
Oh, fuck it, yeah.
It's like, damn, the rest of your kids, like, damn, you wouldn't ever remember.
How would you feel if your pop said that about you?
Nigga, I don't give a fuck, man.
Like, we already got your sister, bro.
Nah, bro, it's about how you treat me now.
He said, be a man.
Shit, I don't give a fuck, bro. I will not.
Stand on your own, too, bro.
Hey, you know, I be thinking that's crazy, like, when like, kids might find out some shit like that about their parent, and you get you mad. Hold a yeah, like
you can't hold a grudge about that.
You know what I mean? Like, bro, it depends how you now. If I still feel that shit now, like, nigga, you on some bullshit still? All right, then, you know.
Hey, how y'all feel about people saying like, Wayno was saying that he don't. It was like, I don't want to hear them talk about who's a bad dad. Like, bro, they 36, 37 years old, bro. Like,
no, I agree.
But that's they 36, 37 years old, bro. What they? That's what they.
I agree.
They grown adults, well, bro. That's part
you,
of
you don't want to hear niggas talk about who's a bad dad
in a rap battle,
bro. In a rap battle, let's keep this not shit say, battle. Anything, bro.
Anything goes. Yeah. But that don't need to be the main focus.
Right. This is what, like, I would say. Niggas shouldn't be. You shouldn't be trying to like deciding a nigga lost because you know what I mean. The nigga is a bad dad. That's whack.
I mean, nah, bad nah, dad but, rappers there is, bro.
Nah, but it's mostly. Not. It's just a,
bro, not even to be funny, like.
Nah, I mean, niggas don't be, like, yeah, we don't even go into that, bro.
They don't see seeing their kids on their birthday. They share the same birthday as their kids. That's shit crazy.
That's what I'm saying. But crazy. We can't start
Happy
judging.
Happy birthday, though, bro.
But we can't start Ooh. Judging niggas. Nigga, you could guess who, nigga.
No, I can't, bro.
Think. What back internet ass rapper? What internet ass rapper, bro?
Back to back,
Drake?
Nah, Meek, bro. Yeah, that nigga. You see, like, bro, niggas ain't trying to hear that, bro. We just got off this battle. You over here talking about some shit, nigga. But you see, that shit matters.
Yeah, like matters, he can't say it like them. I can't call my son, bro.
You know what I mean? But
and that's the point though. Like, bro, this is 36, 37 year old men, bro. Like. That's what life is for them, being a dad. Yeah, they rappers at the end of the day, but, like, this is their life. So you talking to a man character and saying, like, you not a dad. Like, I'm a dad.
I know I ain't just see a Russell Simmons a reaction. Huh?
To the dip? To the beef?
My bad, bro. Russell Simmons. Stick out there in Zimbabwe, bro.
Zimbabwe.
I don't know where he is.
Nah,
man, but bro, nah, I'm saying, go ahead.
Nah, I was going to say, you got to talk about niggas. What? Because what's the other alternative is, nigga, I shot your dead homies, you ain't slide back. Like,
yeah, I mean, bro, I think if you, because I mean, that's shit that's like, it could be seen as factual because you really talking to somebody character about who they is. Like, bro, you doing all this popping ass, hanging out with Sexy Red, doing all this other shit, fucking random bitches. We don't like the bitches you fuck shit. Like, bro. I'm raising my kids. I'm putting my kids to bed at night. I'm reading. I'm teaching them the Bible. I'm teaching them whatever, this and that.
Yeah,
like, not facts.
It's relevant shit. You feel me? Like, it is. It's just relevant shit. You know what I'm saying? So.
Nah, yeah. Again, I feel like niggas is mostly talking about how niggas is trying to judge this shit. Because, again, like, niggas trying to say, what if it come back? Because even Drake tried to say they gave the fake information.
Which I don't believe.
Okay, bro. So if you gave the fake information and I used it, like, okay.
I wasn't lying.
Yeah, like, somebody told me, like, you know what I mean? Then okay, let's say we disapprove that. Then now you got to prove, like.
And obviously, if you planted this shit, you put it in position to make it easy for me to get access to that information. So it's not like you can't feed into the narrative that off what I said about I'm not going looking for information. Because obviously, if you planted the information, quote-unquote, Like, you made it easily accessible for me to get it.
And I ain't even gonna lie. I think days when Drake fed into the Twitter narrative.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think he was like, oh, nah, we could. Because he say, what he said, whoever telling them, basically, he said, whoever giving this information.
They clown.
Yeah, nigga, and you say we sent him the information, nigga. We almost even gave him the address. Like, bro, which one is it?
How y'all feel about what Vince Staples said about it? Twitter. On X. Not on Twitter. On X. Twitter for old niggas.
You could have just plugged in the thing, bro.
It was real political. Oh, my bad. I
it's going up on social media. Don't trip. I got your back, bro.
You don't want to know how I feel about that shit, bro.
All right, look, get with me after
you the- really want to know how I feel about that
how
shit?
You feel?
I
want to
know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think... So I'm signed to Universal, right?
Yeah.
I've been signed to Universal since I was 17. I haven't got a back end. That means when you turn in an album, they give you payment. I haven't got a back end since 2017, 18. So I done been on the same record label for 13 years, so to say. That record label just folded all of its independent labels and subsidiaries into each other, which means how we was kids, you got Rockefeller, you got Def Jam, you got all these things. None of them exist no more. They fired all the heads of the labels, and if they didn't, they turned them into glorified A&Rs. They cut off 50% of the people who work in all these departments. Most of those people is us, people of color that come from hip-hop and R&B and these other things, right? Then you got record labels opening up IPOs. You got record labels destroying their relationships with TikTok, Spotify, things that pay out artists because they want to start their own shit. So then we getting priced out of our contracts. We getting priced out of our imprints. There are no labels, basically, that are incentivized to sign black music. And it's happening in front of our eyes. And while Taylor Swift is fighting for people to be able to have streaming money, niggas is on the internet arguing with each other about some rap shit. So that's how I feel about it, honestly. Neighbors is on the internet.
Language, bitch. Language. About nah, I appreciate keeping it real.
So I think, personally, I think we better than that. I think we deserve better than that because we've been saying for decades that we want people to respect black music and black art and black people. And I think for that to happen, we got to respect ourselves.
Respect ourselves.
And right. They don't make it easy for us, but we got to try to work a little bit harder at that.
Yeah. I feel like Vince always makes some shit.
Well, you say he always what?
I feel like he always makes some shit be some shit that it don't need to be. Like,
yeah, he brought the tempo down, bro.
Yeah, it's like, bro, we just having, this is, bro, people just having fun on the internet, bro. Is that
he said, bro, niggas about to miss the bag in a second.
Bro, people just having fun on the internet, bro. Like,
yeah, he's too, like,
I don't know why the fuck you not getting a back end. Like, that's crazy.
But he independent, though. Because, it's a distribution.
No, he said he under, is he? No, he didn't say that. He just said he's under Universal.
Because why the fuck, then how you sign?
This is what Drake is under.
Because why would you be signed and not get a back end, though? How, because that's the whole.
Because maybe that's not your contract. Maybe you get from upfront money for an album. It's like, okay, for album, you drop, whenever you drop an album, you're getting this amount.
Right.
Damn. Whether it do bad or not. Maybe you're not getting a back end because you're still in the red.
Maybe
about Vince Staples' albums, is they doing numbers?
His last album was cold, bro.
It might have been good, but that don't mean it did numbers.
It don't mean it did numbers.
You know what I'm saying? It did have that one slap on there, though.
Magic.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Which was on commercials and shit, which you got to factor into the bag.
I don't think they giving niggas that ain't really selling albums like that a TV show, too. He might have a little.
Nah, but
that's his personality.
Yeah. That's
he got a great personality.
Well, you got to have fans, I mean, for people to fucking follow your personality,
and
too, right?
And that's the thing. He got enough. I feel like it's that middle. You got to be. It's like that middle ground where, and I feel like he there. And also, I feel like he got a good industry relationship. To where they could at least take a chance on him, you feel
but
me?
But is his numbers enough
to
get into the green and not be in the red to where the label is losing money?
Nah, but bro, that's why
most
a lot of
rappers is in the red.
But that's why a lot of rappers got dropped though.
And that's why a lot of rappers, that's why they need Drake. That's why they need Drake. Drake is the one to keep, they say Drake is the one keeping these up. Not just Drake. Drake, Taylor Swift, Adele, Adele's probably keeping the fucking labels alive from when she dropped, what, 5 years ago? She sold 3 million first week.
Because, I mean, shit, if
fucking
they...
Fucking made the... AP, let the label eat for the whole year.
If they got her masters, for sure.
That's what I'm saying. Taylor Swift just sold 2 million first week. She letting that label eat for the whole year. Whatever label she on.
Did he mention them taking the music back from TikTok as well?
Yeah, but they were...
I didn't hear him on there, sir.
Yeah, he did. He mentioned it. But I feel like they just re-entered like a new agreement last week or some shit.
Oh, okay, they finally got some shit.
Yeah. But you know, that all that shit is just, it's like both trying to benefit from the same thing, but it's just like, they probably, the label's probably like, nah, we don't want niggas saying TikTok broke them. You feel me? Because shit. They're
about to get up out of here anyway.
Yeah, so.
You said what?
Say TikTok about to get up out of here anyway, about a year.
You think so?
They already signed the shit.
Did they? Yeah, because, I mean, bro did say he not going to sell.
Cause, you know, they... Oh, you talking about with the U.S. shit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought that had kicked in already, though. Thought it kicked in, like, immediately.
No, I think it's a year. He got a year to sell.
Yeah, and I think he said he not selling.
They said he also could pay the fine of, like, $850 million a year.
What's the fine for?
For not deleting the app type shit. Like, and letting it still be.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. But
yeah, but 850, that ain't shit to them niggas, bro.
It ain't.
Yeah, because bro, them apps, they generate like billions, really, you know. I'm talking about probably 20 bill and shit.
Oh yeah.
Cause I see like Google paid, was it Apple or something? One of the apps paid each other 20 billion. I'm like, bro, them numbers sound stupid, bro. What was you saying?
I forgot. Let me see. Let me bring it back, bro. No, okay, Metro. My bad. Just to bring it back to that conversation. Bad. I kind of took it away. I'm sorry, bro. Damn, bro.
Oh, no. I was going into the Metro shit.
The BBL Drizzy B.
That was a slap.
This morning I kept on saying that shit. I'm like, bro, because I.
BBL Drizzy. And somebody, see, he dissed the fuck out of Drake on one of them.
Metro, he having fun with that shit too, bro.
BBL Drizzy. That shit slap, bro. That's a slap.
Slap it.
That shit is a slap.
He said,
bro,
you get a free beat in 10K. Second place winner, get just a free beat.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, nah, he maximizing this situation. But shit, I mean, this shit went to where, yeah, niggas ain't going to be, again, we said probably niggas don't give a fuck about being cool anyway. And I be hating that about niggas, though. Why niggas be like, I'm tired of all this buddy-buddy rap shit. Like, why niggas be saying that?
Like, they ain't buddy-buddy in country music.
Like, in school, cool. Nobody, yeah, like, you feel me?
They buddy-buddy in country music until Beyonce come around.
Nah, that's true.
Then it turned into some other shit.
Because I think like they fighting for that time. Like, that label money, too.
Yeah, but that's
what... Rappers.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm just saying, niggas gotta understand, like... It's going to be the top rappers who are going to be able to get it. But everybody else, bro, you got to just find other ways, nigga.
Independent. Everybody be independent.
Bro, you can't. The thing is with the label money, you can't be begging. Like, okay. Because not all your albums going to do great. Right? There's very few artists who is really making money for the label, probably. Like, after
they one hit.
Yeah, after they one hit. After when you calculate, you know, costs of recording music. Of getting features, of shooting videos. Like, most of the time, the label pays for that shit, mostly.
Right, but again, even with that, but that's the thing where I think certain niggas be like, bruh, I'm not paying, like, the label gonna give you they gonna write a big-ass check for a budget. You don't need all that, like, you know, even them, they used to overdo that shit, too, though, bruh. You know what I mean? That's why I understand niggas cutting costs. Like, when he's saying, like, certain niggas getting fired, bruh, he's some niggas in there who they don't know hip hop. Like, what this nigga on here doing, bro? You don't need three managers for Lil Yachty, bro. Damn, I don't know why I use Yachty again.
Use Yachty, bro. Don't but nobody under the bus.
Whoever, nigga, Sexy Red, bro. They probably like, she got hella marketers. Like, bro, she could do all this shit, niggas. She could carry this shit on her own.
Shout out to Sexy Red.
You know what I mean?
Look in the mirror. She look in the mirror, she see one bad bitch. Making a mirror with us, two bad bitches. I don't know. Whatever Kendrick said.
But shit, I mean, with the label shit, bro. Yeah, that shit. I mean, labels gone. They gonna find a way. You know, their way to eat is getting niggas masters. And again,
robbing these young black brothers.
And again, but you see that. That goes back to niggas always go to the label needy. So, yeah, you going to sign that contract, then
hungry.
Then 20 years, niggas going to cry. That'd be the problem.
Yeah.
You feel me?
That's the label game, I guess, though.
Yeah, bro.
Well, so everybody got Kendrick up at the end of this?
Yeah, I feel like, I guess you could, yeah, he won, like I said, but I didn't take none from Drake, though. Like, he got washed or something.
Nah, I don't think he got washed. I mean, he held his own.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I definitely think there's a pathway to where this could end up bad for Drake, where he does lose. He does lose worse than just
a little credibility.
What would that be, though? Again, are we saying, like I mean, they young shit.
Bro, when you got people, you going to have everybody in the club saying, certified lover boy, certified pedophile.
It's just like, going to amplify Kendrick a little bit more.
That part, I mean that, he's gained the biggest artist. He's gained like a million subscribers on YouTube.
He's been the biggest artist to me.
And that's what...
Not biggest artist, but the best artist to me.
Yeah. Right. And I feel
second,
like
maybe like the second or third. Oh shit, maybe the second biggest artist as far as rap goes. Maybe
he's the only artist to have what? Not just one number one record, but two number one records, rap records this year. With yeah. Like That and
Euphoria.
I'd say Euphoria. Yeah.
Euphoria, what do you mean?
Because I'm sure this song's going. This song
as far as hot as just rap songs?
I think it's Billboard.
Because Billboard Hot 100, Euphoria ended up landing at 11.
Okay, I thought it was number one.
Nah, because if it dropped on Friday, it would have been. Remember, it dropped on Tuesday.
What about Not Like Us?
Should have dropped on Friday. It's looking like it's probably going to be number one.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying. I think Not Like Us.
Especially because it's like easily.
How the fuck you check Billboard?
Could be a radio song.
You just type in Billboard 100?
Yeah.
Man, I ain't never.
Nah, they got
follow chart data on Twitter.
They got a page that
I'm following. Well, it's not Billboard. That's just a whole separate thing. It's not related to Billboard.
I follow them bitch ass niggas, man. Man, carry like pressure.
Nah. But yeah, bro, nah, that ain't going, bro. That's not going to waver, bro. Niggas screaming that shit in the club,
bro. Okay. Carry, when we go outside, we gonna see.
Nah, I don't doubt that's gonna happen. But I'm saying that's not gonna.
We ain't gonna be in there saying drop.
But bro, when
I don't think that's gonna play in the club. Though.
Okay, but how do you be in the club singing? Certified, not certified lover boy, not certified pedophiles, and then go look at this artist the same. How do you do that?
Because if they not a pedophile, niggas gonna do
okay,
that.
Okay, so then we gotta take away from Kendrick, bro. We can't be singing that. He gotta edit that shit out if you want to ring off then.
No, he don't.
Bro, you can't be in a club singing that and then go look at this artist the same, bro. That's just nah.
How y'all feel about them Metro Boomin? Not Metro Boomin, DJ Mustard club situation.
I mean, he said that girl lied.
I mean, he played some Drake tracks, which ain't wrong, bro. Like, niggas.
Hold on, what that girl say? What was it?
She said he waited till after the club was letting out, after he played an hour worth of slow jams to play that shit.
Oh. Goofy ass bitch, bro. I mean, was she from the UK or something?
Yeah.
You know, they be dick riding Drake anyway.
I mean, it was just like, come on, bro.
Yeah, that was
it. I mean, bro, like.
That was
just because he made this because he was the producer on the diss song don't mean he. What fuck is that? Type of shit I be watching, bro. It's crazy,
man. This nigga. My bad, bro. It's pie, bro.
That's how your toes look?
Nah, nigga, just like to look, bro. I be watching my shit look flawless.
Yeah, you know? Nah, I mean,
that's why we don't suck toes. Perky toes.
This nigga, bro, like.
Yeah, nah, that shit, it was, I guess it was cool, bro. It was cool, man.
What a great weekend for hip-hop, bro.
Yeah.
Weekend, bro.
I ain't gonna,
man, bro, that shit was exciting, bro.
It was. I ain't gonna try to take none away from none of these niggas because I'm gonna be like, yo, prove this, prove that. I mean, yeah, look, nigga, if the shit is can be proven, prove it. You feel me?
It's the second time we done heard a new Kendrick song on TNT. They play Euphoria. Now they playing Not Like Us on here.
I mean, bro, Not Like Us.
I was surprised about Euphoria, though. But I ain't going to lie. That middle part of it, once
Charles
the beat
dropped. Get that nigga Drake about it. He said, man, put that K-Dot on.
Not bro. Like Us. That shit going to ring off all summer, though, bro.
I'm not going to lie. I think that shit going to be too original, too, though.
Nah, I don't think so.
I mean, like.
I don't think so, bro.
Yeah, we'll We'll see. I mean, of course, we in California. We gonna hear, like I said, regardless. Yesterday, nigga, the nigga down there, bro, slapping that shit.
I'm slapping it in the morning yesterday, too, Sunday morning, bro.
Man, I feel it, bro.
Doing some Sunday morning cleaning.
Yeah, nah, that shit going, you know what I mean? That outside niggas gonna hear it, bro. It's just other places, we'll see.
When I see you stand by sexy red, I think you see two bad bitches.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Because, I mean, even like, for example, Back to Back wasn't really like a club record, but it was a, again, it was a catchy, yeah, he had catchy lines.
Catchiness of it.
You know what I mean? Because even like the Family Matters shit, again, that first part that I really didn't
listen
like.
To that. I got to listen to that on the way back home.
Like that first part, I didn't really like it, but that's the only part that was like club worthy. But it was like, nigga, drop, like.
I mean, if this shit continues, bro, I do want them to get back to, if Kendrick drops again, I do want them to get back to the essence of, look, bro, you do this type of music, yeah, you got these numbers, blah, 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 but you ain't me as an artist, you can't do what I do artistically.
So I didn't hear Drake say that N-word in that Hard Part 6, which is totally fine. I mean, not to say that he can't say it, but I feel like he felt the way, and I also feel like, He not gonna make that same type of music.
Because he started off Family Matters with niggas, right?
And yeah, that's how he started.
He started off, nigga, I said it, I know that you mad. Know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's, I don't think he gonna talk that, like, that street shit like that.
I mean, that's some real shit Kendrick said. He's like, I like Drake with the melodies. I don't like Drake when he act tough. And I agree, bro. Like somebody, it was Elliot Wilson. He was on Academic Stream last week. He was like, I don't like when people say they like Drake when he sings. They don't like Drake when he raps. That's not what Kendrick said.
He can rap.
Yeah, he said, Drake. He's a great rapper. Melodies. I don't like Drake when he act tough. Just making like, he just likes Drake when he makes, keep waving me hand and making me waving my hand and making me dance. And there won't be no threats. Like, bro, he just saying he like when he make just good music.
Music that fits your real character.
No. Yeah. But when you say, like, even, again, because you see, I think, like, I get that point. But it seemed like when niggas be saying that, though, they be wanting them to, like, because Charlamagne used to say the same shit. But you start digging down, you like, hold on, nigga. You mean when he just rap, bro? Like,
when he used to rap, like, when Pound Cake rap, he ain't talking hard. And that's a good-ass rap song. Tuscan Letter, he's rapping, bro.
For example,
he's rapping on songs like that, and
that's my favorite Drake song.
You know what I'm saying? And it's not no ego behind it. It's not no like fake credit character behind it, bro. That's what we want to hear.
Nah, but because y'all niggas don't like Stay Scheming.
Okay, Stay Scheming. What did he talk
it's
about?
Problems when the dogs get to talking like
yeah,
this.
Like nah, bro. We can't like. He when he get in it, bro, it's okay. Like it's okay for him to get in that bag, bro.
But it's like, bro, it's not authentic to you though.
Authentic.
But you see now, bro.
What is it?
Authenticity.
Authenticity. My brother.
Nah, I mean, I feel
Can
like
we?
I don't know, bro.
Y'all seen that video of 21 Savage talking to the dude?
What dude?
He give no information, bro.
I don't know. Some dude with braces. I don't know how it started, but like, bro, 21 must have been calling him to check him or something.
Oh.
That shit was funny, though. Started calling him a Crody.
Oh, no, nah, I mean.
What did you say? Fucked you up for some stupid shit.
Nah, I forgot. I do get that point. Like, yeah, that Drake, he doper when he, you know. I don't know, bro. I feel like bro can rap, bro. Like,
but that's
like,
not
those
what he's
are
saying,
those though. Are also, when he's being himself, those are also the albums that we consider classic.
Yeah, and we talking like the timestamp records. He's not talking tough.
Timestamp,
like 6 p.m. in New York, I think it is. 3 a.m. or is it 3 p.m. in Toronto?
Nah,
or is it 3 p.m. in New York? One of those, something like that.
It was like when
3 p.m. in Calabasas.
When he talking about all the bitches, Stacy, Niecy.
That was 3 p.m. or 5. They got hella timestamps, bro. Nah, but I mean, I get it, like. I feel like even that talking, bro, it's not like the nigga be having a whole song. He just might have a line in there where you be like, Drake, you know, that ain't.
Yeah, especially when you see all these other things about him and it's what he was coming up, bro. It's like, yeah. But yeah, man, I don't know. hour and a half of.
At the end of the day, be talk. Art, bro. Yeah, but fuck it, nigga. What we want?
In the words,
I ain't saying nothing wrong with
that. No. I'm telling. Oh, fuck
end
it,
of
nigga.
The day got to end.
Facts.
Yeah, Glow.
Shout out to Glow Lillard.
Cuban, no Cuban.
They stepped on all they shit, bro.
Bruh, hella shit got stepped on, bro. For a Bass album was clean, bro. Yeah, his shit was clean, bro.
Was it him?
I don't know. Whatever AI that nigga be using, that shit clean, bro.
Moneybagg Yo had some shit come
for
out.
Real? Oh, it was quiet for they shit.
I ain't heard it.
I mean, I was rocking with Mozzy shit for the longest, bro. Oh, all, yeah. All that shit, bro. Y'all niggas have to wait, bro. This shit was too much. It was too much energy out there, bro.
Man, what a fucking week for hip-hop, bro. It was exciting. Hopefully after this pod, another one don't drop.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Well, we gonna see what happens, man. But yeah, man, I think we did enough for the breakdown. Anything else y'all want to get off on this?
Nah, but hey, yo, we might have to revisit that goddamn video, bro.
West up, man.
Nah, facts, you know what I mean? But lady, bro.
What lady?
The lady with the 9 kids.
Oh, so revisit it?
Yeah, we might have to revisit that topic to clarify for some motherfuckers in the old comments, bro.
Oh, what they saying? I ain't seen nothing too crazy.
Nah, it's just some people seem stuck on how we ain't know about the, you know, the husband or some shit we said about him. Oh. That wasn't accurate or some shit. But the main point we was talking about was the, you know, was the racism we was talking about. That's what we was talking about. But
shit, we double back to it. Rewatch it. See what she talking about.
Yeah, facts.
That shit was hella long.
I know, bro. I'm like, because they talking to us like we just made the video. We like, I have to go rewatch this shit. Like, nigga, what we say?
9 months ago?
Yeah.
The fuck? Man, hey, shout out to all the new subscribers.
You know what I'm saying?
Whether it's off that. The euphoria reaction.
The reactions.
Everything is off of, bro.
We could see the stats.
We know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
Hey,
but
shout
fuck
out to everybody,
it.
Man. That ain't always our content, but we're not afraid to address nothing on a Rational Ignorance podcast.
Nada.
We rational a little bit. We be ignorant sometimes.
Yeah, we got ignorant a little bit on that video, so, you know.
But I'm real smart.
And we going to stay smart. We going to stay ignorant. No, it's a balance. That's what life is about. Balance.
Teeter-totter.
You feel me? Yeah, you know that ride used to, that little, you know.
It ain't a ride, my boy. That's ignorant.
That shit that we used to do at the playground, the teeter-totter. Yeah, bro. It's about balance.
Scale. Facts. Slippery slope.
All right,
bro. But yeah, man, you already know. As always, stay rational, but don't be afraid to get a little ignorant. You already know what it is, gang.
Peace.